A new report issued by the Kaiser Family Foundation and the Urban Institute, two healthcare think tanks, described the benefits to states which choose to expand Medicaid coverage as allowed under the federal healthcare reform law, the Affordable Care Act. The report found that states will receive more than $9 in federal money for every $1 the state spends to cover low-income residents. That's right, a $9 to $1 ratio. Medicaid is the government-run health insurance program that covers the poor and needy. In New York State, well over half the costs of covering the poor are covered by the federal government, with the remaining portion paid by the state and county governments. Over 5 million New Yorkers are Medicaid beneficiaries, and the state spends over $50 billion on the program, of which roughly $20 billion is paid by the state. Expanding Medicaid to cover about 20 million more low-income Americans will cost over $1 trillion nationally for the decade from 2013 to 2022, said the report. But the analysis found that the states will pay just $76 billion of the $1 trillion, a combined share of roughly 7%. The feds will pay the rest. A central goal of the Federal Affordable Care Act is to significantly reduce the number of uninsured by providing affordable coverage options through Medicaid and through the new health insurance exchanges. Following the June 2012 Supreme Court decision, states face a decision about whether or not to adopt the Medicaid expansion. The argument supporting the expansion of the Medicaid program is that it will help ensure coverage for more people in need. The plan is to boost coverage to those whose incomes are as much as 138% above the poverty level. The poverty level in 2010 was over $11,000, just over $11,000, for an individual and a little bit more than $22,000 a year for a family of four. Those levels are quite low, and there is still a need to help other individuals, say those making $15,000. Without help, these individuals simply cannot afford health insurance. Healthcare costs are a contributing factor in nearly two-thirds of individual bankruptcies. Even people with health insurance may find that they're overwhelmed by the costs, and because their insurance is inadequate or they lose a job and the insurance that goes with it. And it is often impossible for a low-income senior with a serious illness to afford all the premiums for Medicare, cost sharing, and deductibles that are associated with Medicare without the help of Medicaid. Medicaid enrollees are more likely than the uninsured to have a usual place of care and to receive recommended preventive screenings. In addition, Medicaid recipients are less likely to report financial problems due to health care. A 2011 study of the Oregon Medicaid expansion found that Medicaid enrollees were 40% less likely than their uninsured counterparts to report having to borrow money or skip payment on other bills because of medical expenses. Having access to care through a program like Medicaid increases the likelihood that serious diseases like cancer will be found at their earliest stages when treatment is more affordable and where there's an increased likelihood of survival. In addition to providing health insurance to those in need, the expansion of Medicaid will help New York State's finances as well. New York has already expanded coverage to low-income individuals. Currently, New York and the federal government are splitting the costs of the program roughly 50-50. If New York opts into the Medicaid expansion program, as allowed under the Affordable Care Act, then the split goes from 50-50 to 90-10, meaning that New York will save hundreds of millions of dollars on Medicaid coverage, spend less than they do now. It's a policy no-brainer. In other states, the decision is more complicated. They haven't expanded their programs. So initially, the federal government will pay for all of the costs of the Medicaid expansion in most states. After a few years, it will cover 90% of the cost of the expansion. Yet the decision to expand Medicaid coverage should not be one that rests solely on the concern over dollars and cents. Tens of millions of Americans are uninsured. There is no defense for that. And there can be no defense for choosing not to expand Medicaid to help cover needed healthcare services. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.